I love small cocks. They're so small and cute and unthreatening, harmless, teensy, itsy bitsy, and adorable. I just want to pinch them and wiggle them around and try to stretch them out to make them as big as they can get. It's so cute how they try so hard to stand up all tall and proud, as if they may one day be big enough for me to fuck. Aww. There's something about a small penis that cries out for erotic humiliation. It's not like it's a real cock, after all. A nice, big, thick, hard cock that demands respect. Admiration. Not like my lover's cock. So tall and proud and fuckalicious. Tiny dicks don't make demands. They don't command anything at all. Poor small penises. I know. They're plucky. Like the underdog in a movie. And you root for them, and in the movie they make a comeback and defeat the bad guy and win the hot girl. Oh, too bad this isn't a movie. You don't get to win anything, unless it's a contest to see whose cock is smallest. At this point, really, about the only thing I like to do with tiny cocks is line them up and see which is littlest. Oh, and the winner of my small cock competition gets to go find out what a real cock looks like, up close and personal. You've always been curious about what a real dick is like. So if you've got a small penis, feel free to apply to compete in my tiny cock competition. My lover loves having his cock sucked by inferior males. Small penis humiliation leading straight into coached gum eating. Yep, let's just go ahead and combine two of my favorite activities right there. Bring me your tiny little cock. And I'll just sit here and watch your head bob on my lover's 10-incher. I love the look on his face as his eyes meet mine over your head. The way his tongue touches his lips. His gasps and moans when you finally find the ticklish spot on the bottom of his cock. The way his eyes glaze over right as he comes down your throat. For more, go visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.